This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
The path of freedom you've chosen is not easy, but it's the only path worth taking. I know that your hardships did not end with your oppression. America respects your labor, your patience, your daily determination to find a better life. Your effort has been recognized by an offer to NATO membership. We welcome Romania into NATO.
President George Bush speaking from Revolution Square in downtown Bucharest, Romania. Mr. Bush is on the final leg of a trip marking the expansion of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Romania is one of the seven former communist states invited into NATO this week. Our White House correspondent Don Gagne is in the Romanian capital. Don, you're in Revolution Square?
I'm on a balcony overlooking the square.
Don, just hours ago, the president was in Vilnius, Lithuania. Now, that's a former Soviet republic, not, unlike Romania, a former Soviet satellite state. Were his remarks subtly or not so subtly different?
They were essentially the same in both places. Both places were chosen for a reason, particularly here in Bucharest. He spoke from the square. This is the place where, in 1989, Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu gave his final speech on a December day. In the middle of that speech, the 80,000 people who gathered to see him literally turned on him. And it was at that moment that he knew that his brutal regime, almost three decades long, was over. He fled from the square in a helicopter. And the president used that and the monuments here to Romanians who died fighting in that revolution as a way to talk about the freedoms that are being defended against and protected around the world today in the war against terrorism. Same with Lithuania. Smaller crowd in Lithuania. There were tens of thousands here, maybe 5,000 in Lithuania. But again, the president's there. Again, he was the first president ever to visit Lithuania. We're welcome to NATO, welcome to this powerful alliance, and we have learned lessons from these countries about the need to stand up to dictators.
Well, as a matter of fact, Don, that keys off on what we want to raise with you next, because we understand that the president said, quote, the world is tired of tyrants. And to a crowd in Romania, of course, the first frame of reference might be Nicolae Ceausescu. But to a contemporary audience here in this country, it would also seem to be a reference to Saddam Hussein. To what degree? Yeah, go ahead, please.
It was interesting, too, because there were huge cheers from this crowd when he mentioned NATO and Romania being perhaps bridge to Russia to help relations there. But when he mentioned Saddam Hussein and Iraq, there were cheers, but they were not nearly as loud and as overwhelming. It was almost a tepid response. Of course, those are the things that usually get the biggest cheers from a President Bush speech in the States.
Mm-hmm. Well, a quick last question. Is the President getting the support he wants or needs from the new members of NATO for action against Saddam Hussein?
He's got a good deal of support, especially from the new members. But countries like Germany and Russia are proving a little more difficult. But ultimately, they are not asking for formal NATO support should there be a war in Iraq.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne, speaking from Revolution Square in Bucharest.